Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Back. It's heat number 3 of 3 for this, the first and only season we will ever do of Killionaire TV. Our quest to find the perfect plan to make a billionaire a trillionaire and a trillionaire dead as a doornail.
That is right. Thank you so much for rejoining me in this ordinary building.
Perfectly normal.
Guys, we got 4 final finalists. One of them will be advancing to the grand final against the previous 2 winners of the previous 2 heats as they go head to head to head. And we find our winner, who will hold a sweet little voucher for Amazon and a challenge coin. Tim?
I forgot about the challenge coin. I should get on to that.
Do you like to dilly-dally?
I love it.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
You're in the wrong place because there's no time to dilly-dally.
No, let's dilly-dally just a little bit because it's my favorite thing to do. What's your favorite color?
Do you know, it's odd. I really think it's green.
Mm-hmm. But do you want to say a different color to green?
I just think green gets a pretty short shrift.
Hmm. Favorite number?
Thirty-three's been doing a lot for me lately.
Contestant number 1 in this 3rd and final heat is...
Ben.
Let's check him out.
I'm wondering if you guys paired us up for a reason. You'll see why. But
okay, well, please, Ben, whenever you're ready.
I'm glad I have this printed out as evidence for this lateral thinking.
So, okay. Oh, my God.
I have a few tenets that I try to live by. And one of them is, if there's an activity that kills rich people, don't do it. I figure they have the top-of-the-line version of whatever that thing is and still died, so whatever hand-me-down version I end up using doesn't stand a chance. This put me in the unique position to know offhandedly when I saw the call for pitches to know a foolproof way to fake the deaths of some of these bozos. Helicopters. Rich people seem to absolutely love dying in helicopter crashes. So much so that at this point, I doubt anyone is even investigating them. So what we'll need is we're going to have to fake the crashes of 7 multi-billionaires. We'll start with the top 6, and I'm going to admit here, some of these guys are somehow not name brand millionaires. Who the hell are Bernard Arnault, Larry Page, and Larry Ellison? Larry Page is the Google guy, actually. Larry Ellison.
Oh, shit. I got them.
He's the boat Oracle guy. They're both Larry, and they're
mixed
both pieces of shit.
My billionaire Larrys.
But don't worry. We've got Musk in there, Bezos, Gates. They're still part of the 6.
The classics.
Their combined wealth, according to my sources at the time, and this does keep changing, and I'm not disparaging Dana's numbers at all. They're probably both accurate. Is just under $1 trillion. But instead of adding the 7th richest person, Warren Buffett, he's going to die soon anyway, so we'll toss Zuckerberg in there for that famous Zuck spice. Now, once we've faked the helicopter crashes, we're going to have to kidnap them and bring them all back to some sort of secure facility. I've worked in a ton of warehouses, and trust me, America is lousy with empty warehouse space. Here's where things get a bit grisly. It's human centipede time.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we go in reverse order, Musk in the back, Zuck in the front, but I'm open to suggestions. I'm not going to die on that hill. Once these rich dickheads are one single living entity, guess what? So is their money. Boom, world's first trillionaire. And I also have a comment about the wives. Once again, we don't have to worry about them getting inheritance because they're now all guilty of polyamory. They're all off in jail. Huh. Not a problem.
You go to jail for that?
In the U.S.?
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing down there, but...
We're pretty open-minded. I didn't mean to interrupt the pitch.
We're jailing people who are into polyamory.
polygamy. I'm sorry, not polygamy.
Polygamy, yeah, they're different.
I misspoke.
Ben, please continue. Ignore us.
Yes. So we'll probably need to reveal their existence to the press in order for the accounting to all get squared away. But I feel like everyone in the world wants this, so I don't foresee a lot of pushback. And then we can even toss out in the press release something about merging their assets just to give those...
Yeah,
they're not creative. They want a catchy headline.
That's going to appeal to Tim.
They'll eat that up. And now's the fun part.
Well,
what to do...
We haven't already had our fun.
That wasn't the fun part.
Hey, you know, you pick your poison. But what do these fellas all seem to love more than anything specifically? That's right. Pretending to go to space. So what should we give them? The ground. A shitload of it. We'll fly our creation out to Murmansk, Russia, and place it ever so gently in the bottom of what is currently the largest hole ever dug. Now that our human centrillionaire is 7 kilometers below the Earth's surface, we have some options. I think we make a holiday out of it. Every year, on a date of our choosing, we all, as in the whole Earth, go out to the Kola Peninsula and toss some trash in the hole. It'll slowly fill up, we'll get rid of some trash, it'll take centuries, it'll bring us all together as a species, and it will serve as a reminder that having over $1 billion is an inherently evil act, and we'll be treated as such. Thus concludes my pitch.
Well, I'm from Texas, and I like to see billionaires eat each other's assholes in a big hole.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's me.
Well...
I'm an oil baron.
Different strikes for different folks.
And so on and so forth. And Scooby-Dooby-Doo. We've got to live together. Who's next?
That's a good question and one I wish I had top of mind. But the correct answer would actually be Julian.
Julian. Julian. I don't know the lyrics. Do you know what song I'm singing? It's Julia by the Beatles. But I said Julian.
Okay. So my idea is pretty simple. And it's for you guys to host a TV/survival show that is reminiscent of the movie The Hunger Games. So we can talk a little bit about what the style exactly is, but the premise, as I'm sure you know, is there's 10 participants, and these participants will be the world's 10 top billionaires, which I have a list here of. So their names are Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Larry Page, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Sergey Brin, Mark Zuckerberg, and Steve Ballmer. The idea behind this thing is like whoever wins or effectively kills another billionaire inherits the riches of that billionaire that they've killed. Mm. Also, they inherit the riches of anyone the riches of any billionaires who that billionaire has killed. So effectively, at the end of this Hunger Games type of enterprise, you have one very rich person who is over the trillion dollar mark by quite a bit. It's about $1,394 billion, according to my calculations.
Wow, yeah. That'd be sitting pretty.
I would also like to say, I think this will be very exciting for the world to watch. I think this should be heavily televised. And as I said earlier, I think you should host this show as part of like the Killionaire TV thing. And as an added bonus, you can like pitch this almost as a Super Bowl type of event that everyone wants to watch. So there's some added money from the ad revenue that's going to come out of this. Now, I'll be completely honest with you. I did a little bit of research on this, and the ad money that's going to come from that is not going to even scratch at the $1 trillion thing. These people are very rich. They're very rich. So it's not going to make even like $1 billion difference. But, you know, it's like a little bit of extra money there. So maybe they're interested in that. Now, as I said, at the end of this show, reality TV show of sorts, you have a winner. And that winner will be crowned in a podium. And here's the beautiful part. As part of this pitch, in the podium, as they're being crowned the world's first trillionaire, surprise, trapdoor.
Okay.
A classic.
Okay.
Classic. And then you're already rid of that. People, you obviously sign some contracts in advance so that all the money goes straight to you. That's it.
Ding dong, bitch, I'm back.
I mean, there's always going to be a special place reserved for our first visibly hammered contestant. To be able to drink as much booze as Julian clearly did and get in the winner's circle is pretty, you know, impressive.
It's legendary. I'm pretty sure he did that in the middle of a hosting dinner party.
Absolutely. Listeners will remember because you've recently heard it, but he dipped from his own dinner party that he hosted at his house to join us.
Style points aplenty.
Pretty good.
We've got two more in our third heat. Two more contestants who may or may not advance to the grand final. Remember, if you want to vote, you can.
Yes.
By going to the show notes and following the Google link.
I want to say our operators are standing by, and I guess in this case that would be whatever algorithm governs Google Forms. And you can participate.
Our operators,
by clicking on it, doing it.
Are standing by. Mm. You want to know who's next?
I'd love to.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a simple name. Can be spelled with three letters, but why use three when two will do?
Kim!
It's Joe.
It's Joe.
Okay, so for my scheme to get someone to be a trillionaire, the Frosty Fellas are going to space. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Jeff Bezos here and his Blue Origin Space Tourism Company. Mm-hmm. And we're going to push that over the trillion-dollar mark. So,
fantastic.
I see you guys as trendsetters, really. I mean, it's quite a few years ago now. You started a little podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time. And now, 2022, everyone's got a podcast.
That's
coincidence?
Right.
I don't think so. So, you guys, start a trend. You get the Patreons behind you and get your first ticket. And you record a podcast in space, and then everyone's doing it. You know, you're such trendsetters. So this is a big boost to the space tourism economy. There's, you know, hundreds, thousands of these a year now, and that's going to push Bezos over the edge into being the world's first trillionaire. And then the assassination plot kind of goes hand in hand, because then he's so delighted at being the world's first trillionaire that he decides to throw a party in space. And the Frosty Fellas are the guests of honor, because you kind of started the whole trend off, you got him there, so he's grateful. So you have a really nice party in space. It's very exciting. You're all in a room / capsule together or whatever it is, and then you guys decide to present, as the world's first trillionaire, you decide to present him with a trillionaire's award. And this is a beautiful award. It's quite a sort of spiky, sharp kind of glass steel design to the award.
Right.
It looks lovely, but it's, you know, it's quite pointy and also dipped in an undetectable poison. So as you are presenting the award to Bezos, you sort of just nick his hand a little bit as you're handing it over, and then you sort of pile on the Kiwi apologies, like, oh, so sorry, like, didn't mean to. And he's like, you know, no worries, you all get on with the party, everyone's here to have a good time, you carry on. Through the course of the evening, he seems to be sort of stumbling about a bit, slurring. Everyone's just like, he's excited, he's the world's first trillionaire, he's just having a good time, no worries. And then, yeah, also, you're in space. I mean, whose jurisdiction is that under? Nobody's. So no worries there. And yeah, by the time you get back down to Earth, Bezos is defeated. money's transferred to you and you can ride off into the sunset and grab a coffee with Coffee Guy, think of your next diabolical plan.
Hey, Joe! I heard you shot Jeff Bezos down. Shot him down. Like Jimi Hendrix. Thanks, Joe. Always good to hear from someone with a short first name. As two short first name people ourselves, we get it.
Who are you calling short? I knew I should have got on an Apple box for this.
Did you ever get called Timothy? Did you?
It is my legal name, so I guess in a way, yes. And in another way, no.
Does Zoe ever call you Timothy?
No.
Never?
No. Doesn't happen.
I bet you when Remy grows up, he'll learn to call you Timothy to antagonize you.
And our last contestant coming after Joe's fantastic space adventures with a little pointy implement to really fucking get that poison in deep. We are going to hear from... You'll remember Slightly Cursed.
Yeah, she tried to jump on many times. And you also remember her from the Sex and the City franchise.
It's not the same one.
It's Samantha.
You keep getting this wrong. It's not the same one.
Samantha Jones.
So my pitch for how to elevate the world's two most wealthiest billionaire men to the status of trillionaire, at which point we can then... take all of that money and distribute it to people who would use it for simple things like food and healthcare, would be to pit the egos of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk against one another in a race to the bottom of the ocean in separate submersibles in order for them to recoup a massive Spanish galleon's worth of gold, silver, and jewels from a ship that sunk off the coast of Cartagena in 1708. It was English ships fighting Spanish over the rights to continue to colonize and extract mineral wealth from Central and South America. The Spanish ship sunk completely and the treasure has never been recovered. It's long been storied and rumored that there is a vast well sitting at the bottom of the Caribbean Sea. And a few years ago, using like radar technology, the ship has been located. It's also been confirmed to be this exact Spanish galleon, the San Jose, because it has these very unique runner cannons that were along the gunnels that look like dolphins. It's estimated to contain $14.43 billion in current U.S. currency. And my idea is to have Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk each get a submersible that can travel about 40 meters per second. So getting down to the ocean floor in that area is about 2 hours. And then with attached scooper arms, collect as much up of this treasure out of this sunken ship and surface with it. They will go down over the course of a week. It will be a regatta. And then every day, the amount of treasure that they collect will be weighed and valued. While this is happening, we will be running bets on how much of this treasure that they can bring up per day and who will be the winner overall. We will be offering traditional betting in Las Vegas. We will also be offering some form of cryptocurrency and NFT-based betting that they can get a part of. A slice of that treasure right away, which will further drive them to gather the most treasure, gather the most treasure. We can also offset costs of sending them up and down, since submersibles are expensive, by putting corporate sponsorship on the side of these vehicles. And then on the very last day, when they have scraped up as much treasure as they can, we will simply hit a kill switch and then their vehicles will never come back. Oh, and we can take all of the money and return it to like indigenous and people who were brought over forcibly in Central and South America.
Call it what it is, Samantha. Drowning people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can put a lot of flashy lights and signs and makeup and sound effects and lighting and computer-generated imagery on top of
the side,
green screen,
all manner of shit. But
you know, at the end of the day,
you're just drowning someone.
Some people. Listen, here's who we've got in this final heat. We got Ben, where we got to fake a helicopter crash in pursuit of creating a.
Can I use a word to describe Ben's voice?
Human centrillionaire.
Sonorous.
It's a good word. $2 word.
S-O-N-O-R-O-U-S.
Julian, with his billionaire battle royale plan, where they'll have to face off against each other and then inherit their vanquished enemies' assets. We've got Joe, who called us trendsetters.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thought we should go to space, start a trend.
And then stab someone, but with, not just anyone, Jeff Bezos specifically, with a poisoned stabby trophy.
And then Samantha, of course, suggesting that we find a trove of underwater jewels.
Dating back to the 18th century, early 18th
century.
And encourage
our already wealthy billionaires to pursue, you know, collecting them in the hopes of having the most money.
Just like Captain Planet, the power is yours because you get to choose via the magic of a Google form, of which there is a link to in the show notes of this episode.
Mm.
Get in there, have a good fucking crack in there and pick your favorite, and then we're going to have a final, which will feature a head-to-head-to-head. Our three top competitors, the winner from each of the three heats.
They're either going to expound on what they've already said or come in with something fresh, but either way, we're going to come up with something incredible and we're going to take care of business. Thank you so much to everyone who took part in our Killionaire TV show so far, and to everyone who's listened and to everyone who's voting right now. And thanks to Tim as well.
And thanks to Guy also. This is Tim and Guy.
And I just like to thank all of the billionaires who inspired the idea in the first place.
Thank you to all our competitors, and thank you to all our billionaires, and thank you to you for listening and, God willing, voting. Democracy.
This is Democracy Manifests.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.